Ukraine fires British Storm Shadow long-range missiles on Russia for first time, report. By Kurt Zindelka on November 20, 2024. Ukrainian forces have attacked targets inside Russia with British-made Storm Shadow missiles for the first time, according to UK paper of record The Times of London. British government sources confirmed to The Times that the Ukrainians have deployed Storm Shadow missiles, which have a range of around 250 kilometers, 155 miles, in an attack on the Kursk region of Russia, where Kyiv launched a surprise incursion over the summer. The attack was first reported on by Russian Telegram channels, which shared images purporting to show missile fragments with the name Storm Shadow stenciled on them. The use of long-range British missiles against targets inside Russia comes after lame-duck U.S. President Joe Biden reportedly approved the use of 190-mile range, 300 kilometers, American Army Tactical Missile System, ATACMS, missiles for similar strikes over the weekend after months of refusals over concern of escalating the conflict. Although the White House has yet to publicly confirm the reported move by the outgoing president, Russia claimed Tuesday that ATACMS missiles were used by Ukraine to strike a Russian military logistics center near Karachev, about 70 miles from the border with Ukraine. Russian strongman Vladimir Putin, who controls the world's largest nuclear weapons arsenal, updated Moscow's nuclear doctrine this week to include any attacks sponsored by a nuclear power that threaten Russia's sovereignty or a large-scale launch of enemy aircraft, missiles, and drones targeting Russian territory as justification for a nuclear response from the Kremlin. Ukraine's reported use of U.S.-made ATACMS and Storm Shadows from nuclear-armed Britain may therefore qualify under the updated doctrine. The United States may have also been involved in the reported Storm Shadow strikes on Wednesday as well, with The Times of London reporting that it is believed that Washington provides navigation assistance for such missile strikes. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv was closed down on Wednesday over reported concerns of a Russian strike. However, Ukraine later claimed that such concerns were unfounded and that it was nothing more than a psychological warfare operation from Moscow. The apparent reversal on long-range ballistic missiles from the outgoing Biden administration, which has just 2 months left in power, has been widely questioned, with many suggesting that the move was intended to hinder peace efforts from President-elect Donald Trump, who has promised to bring the war to an end. In addition to potentially facing opposition at home, the incoming president is also likely to face resistance from Europe, with leaders in London, Paris, and Warsaw reportedly seeking to thwart Trump's attempts to negotiate a peace settlement by continuing to fund the war even if the United States pulls support under the Trump administration. It is unclear how the countries intend on making up the gap in support. However, with the UK, Germany, and France all facing budget issues resulting in austerity measures at home. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.